That affirmation. My goodness, look at that beautiful woman. My heart just skipped a beat when I saw her picture up there. She's not here, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But I bring you grace greetings from Laplace, Louisiana. Laplace means the place. It's French, and I live on 441 Belle Chasse Drive, which means good hunting, and I'm a hunter. But Laplace, the place, means that's the crossroads of a move of God. So you're going to get it up here, but it's going to start in Laplace, and it'll move up north later. But it's one of God's favorite places. I want to report a major milestone. Marvelous Mary and I, as of March 2018, have been married for 59 years. 59 years, yeah. And of course, she's not here, so Stephanie gave me this. I like this. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul. And so last night I had to throw out a couple of anchors because insecurity tried to come on me. I caught myself sucking my thumb because Mary wasn't there, and that's going back years into the fetus position. And so I threw a couple of anchors out, and I came out of it. So I appreciate that, Stephanie. You confirmed what I did last night. So I'm free of insecurity right now. I'm very firm and very secure. And I'll be home at 9 o'clock tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie. That's great.
I forgot to mention, we always like to give an offering to the Aguillards, to the ministry, and so into the overseers of this church and 50 other churches. So I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward, and if you would like to give financially to them, just whatever you're available to do. We could give electronically if you'd like to. We have that capability, but just want to sow into it because God is a rewarder. We reap what we sow, and we just want to give financially and bless the Aguillards personally and bless the ministry and sow into a great future. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. So at 9 o'clock tonight, I'll be driving up in my driveway, and my wife informed me that the lights will be on and that she'll be at the window looking. And so that's exciting. I'm very excited about that. But I want to give you two good reports concerning Marvelous. Number one, she's recovering well from a gallbladder operation. She's doing well. I'm having to do a lot of extra work around the house. She can't pick up anything heavier than 8 pounds, so anything that looks like close to that, I got to pick it up, and that's extra work for me. So I've been taking more supplements over this past week, and I'm staying strong. And the second good report is that past times when I left her, she'd always get sick. And so I would rebuke the devil, and it never would work. But I want to let you know it's working right now, what I'm doing, because I read Song of Solomon 2:5 about the Shunammite woman concerning her lover. And she made this statement, "Sustain me with cakes of raisins, refresh me with apples, for I'm lovesick." So then I realized Mary was getting lovesick while I was gone. So this time I left her a bag of raisins. I left her 4 apples. So she's doing well. I take care of my woman. I don't know about you guys, but I take care of her. And she's madly in love with me. After 59 years, she's madly in love. I mean, God's the fountainhead of all honor. And where there's honor, there's favor. Whenever you find honor in a church, and I feel honor in this place, among this church. And by the way, Mary and I love y'all, and she sends her regrets and her love to all of you. She really enjoys coming here. We get so much affirmation. You know, we're old stuff in our home church. We're just familiar. And so when we come here and churches like this, but especially this one, probably one of the tops, we get so much affirmation, get hugs and loves, so we appreciate you for watering us and refreshing us, and she's missing that right now. But Marvelous Mary and I love and honor Pastor Steve and Joan Crumby. I may know they're two great hearts. They're Mr. and Mrs. Faithful. And the Bible says, I urge you to recognize those who labor among you and over you in the Lord, who admonish you, who encourage you, instruct you, and if need be, correct you, to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. So I want the pastors to stand and face the congregation. Just come right up front right here. And I'm not going to pick up an offering. And face them. And I want you to stand and give them a clap offering unto the Lord. They're great, great ladies. I think that's enough. I mean, that's enough. Y'all got more honor than I got. That's okay. Y'all supposed to. Y'all pour your hearts out here and your lives here, and they're so wonderful. They're wonderful people. Got a good report. I just finished my sixth book. It's finished. It's not to the publisher yet. Secretary's typing the last chapter, and she has, and I write my books. I handwrite them, and I write awful, and she is a miracle in the swamp. She actually interprets my writing into type, and so the name of the book is Overcoming the Flaws and Faults of the Human Nature. I shared yesterday that I realized that I still have humanity, that I still have a selfish lean. I still want things my way. That's marvelous, but I don't want things my way. And she feels pressure from me sometimes. And I said, why are you feeling pressure? It's the way you look at me. Can you imagine that? You ladies, can you identify with that? Don, you identify with that? It's the way you look at me. And it's the way you say things. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so I said, okay. And so I guess I still have some growing up to do. So this morning I enforced the victory of Calvary. I took the blood for my sin. I took the cross for my selfishness and my flesh. I took the resurrection for my anointing. I took the scourging for my healing. I enforced it this morning so that I can kind of flow in the Holy Ghost today. But on that song, Let It Rain. Let It Rain. I'm going to share, and you can put up on that first slide, Nikki, but Let It Rain. Just a little Selah, and I want to do some prophetic work up front for just a couple of minutes. A little more volume. Come on, how many know it's time for God to come in awesome power, irresistible holiness? It's time for rain. He promised us the former rain, and he promised us the latter rain. The early church got the former rain. We're going to get the former and the latter rain. We're going to get a double mantle. It don't look like it, don't feel like it, but it's coming. It's coming to the churches that are crying out for God to come, for the glory to fall. So that's who it's coming to. And I declare it's coming here. Are we having trouble with the mic? We okay? I saw a couple who have twins here, Paul and Claire, young couple. Where's Claire at? She's outside. Well, she'll come back in a minute. It's Luis and Amy. Luis and Amy. Amen. You mind standing for just a minute? I think something from heaven for you. The Holy Spirit impressed me with something. Amy, I just hear the word of the Lord that you're a Miriam in the house. You're a victory woman. You're not a loser. You're a winner in Jesus' name. And God's raising you up as a voice of victory in the house. But not just in the house, but in the streets and the places where people need to hear about victory and hope. The Lord said, I'm making you a messenger of hope and a messenger of victory to those that are suffering. I'm putting a caretaker's heart on the inside of you to comfort and to bring hope to people. And I put in you a prophetic word to give us word in season to him that is weary. You're gonna see them. You're gonna see the weary ones. Oh, even some coming here that are weary. And the Lord's gonna quicken you. And you're not gonna just go, thus saith the Lord. You're just gonna go there. Listen, I want to encourage you. You can do this. Or some simple word will come to you. So it's no pressure. You're just gonna flow in it. So, Father, we anoint her as a Miriam in the house. We anoint her as a messenger of hope in the house. Louise, God took you out of nowhere. He's brought you somewhere. He's taken a nobody, and he's making a somebody in Jesus' name. And you look innocent, but you are a courageous person. The Lord said, I put a lion heart on the inside of you to be bold in the Lord. I see boldness coming out of you. I see a witness coming out of you. I anoint him with a spirit of evangelism, Father, to reach out to those that are lost and suffering in Jesus' name. That God's going to give you a burden for your generation, and you're going to reach out to your generation. And the joy of the Lord is going to flow through you in such a mighty way that the joy is going to hit them. You're not going to have to convince them. You're gonna capture them with your joy. And you will see many come into the kingdom for such a time as this. What a great couple. I think y'all are going out, right? Yeah. And I said no ring. You said it's supposed to be a surprise. So I broke the surprise. Just have to forgive me, Louise. But I couldn't understand what you were waiting for. You know, she's a good catch, and that's a good thing. And, it's Claire and Carol. Carol and Claire. C.C. Ryder. C.C., you know, good names. I just hear a word for you. Nazarites in the house. A couple of no-nonsense. Nazarite means you're separated into the king's heart. And in that separation, you're consecrated. Not just separated from evil, but you're consecrated to good. For the Father is separating you into his heart, that you might know his heart and bring his heart to your generation in Jesus' name. And I see both of you unashamed of Jesus' name. And sharing a Priscilla and Aquila in the body of Christ. I see a gift of teaching inside of both of you. You're going to teach others how to run this race. You're going to teach others how to war and to fight. You're going to teach others how to have babies. In Jesus' name. Give a warm thank you for Paul and Claire. They're great hearts. Now, Mary and I didn't pray over y'all for conception. Y'all bingoed right away, right? So. That's good. I was asking someone about that earlier. I think Meg. I said, because Mary and I have a gift to pray over people for conception that are barren. She's not here, but if any of you ladies want to have another baby today, that for me to pray over you, and I can text Mary to agree with me right quick. Anybody looking for children? Anybody, just raise your hand very quickly, any lady. How about any husband? Well, we had a hand go up. Oh, is that, okay, you're the daughter of Ann and Paul. Yeah, I met you yesterday. Susanna is your name. Come up here with your mother. I want you to put your hands towards. I assume you are married as you're coming up here. Yeah. Hey, Susanna. You're such a sweetheart. Put your hands towards Susanna. Mama, put your hand on her womb, please. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that you've called her not only to be a woman of God, but to be a mother where olive plants are all around her table. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you're going to open her womb in the days to come. Father, I decree about this time next year, Father, a child shall be born unto her and her husband in Jesus' name. Through the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. And I just hear a word, a cheerleader. There's a gift of faith on the inside of you. And God's giving you that gift. And you have a prophetic edge on you where you see things. You're seeing things from heaven. And that's where the power of God's at, is when you start seeing it. And then you start decreeing it. I make prophetic decrees just about every morning on Twitter for my nation. And God's going to put a prophetic anointing upon you to begin to decree things. Then you'll see them established, and you will get so excited as you see the Holy Spirit moving. So, Father, that prophetic mantle that you put on me, my calling, you said I could release it upon your sons and daughters. I release some of the honor of that prophetic mantle upon her, Father, in Jesus' name. There's already prophetic anointing there, but I see it doubling now. The double mantle of that prophetic coming upon you. And you're going to get so excited that you're not going to be able to wholly contain it. And Pastor may be preaching. All of a sudden, he's going to hear a shout from over here. It's going to be a shout of victory. It's going to be a shout of a prophetess in Jesus' name. We seal that in Jesus' name. My goodness, you're so sweet. Isn't she sweet? I may start a church in outside of La Place, and I'm looking for members. Praise the Lord. That's great. Well, that's such a thrill to get to pray for people. Most people don't want babies.